Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
We are happy to be here in Miami, Arizona today, and our next conversation is with Joanna 23, Miami Artworks and Lyric Soda Fountain owner. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
We are just really looking forward to highlighting business owners and the great work that you're doing on behalf of your community. Tell us a little bit about both of your businesses, and then I know I'll have some deeper questions for you as well.
Well, in 2007, my husband, Michael, 23, and I bought our first building in Miami, Arizona. After looking for about 10 years to buy a building in Phoenix, we encountered so many obstacles that we just started to look outside of Phoenix. And some of our friends had told us that there's a lot of really cool buildings here. And we were on a road trip and stopped here, and just it was like love at first sight, and started looking right away. And we got the old United Jewelry building on Sullivan Street at 509 Sullivan.
That's been how long ago?
2007.
And did you move up here right away? We were talking to Phil Stewart not too long ago, who's a fairly newbie here in Miami, and they moved after falling in love with the place. How about you guys? Did you have your business originally and then move up, or how'd that come about?
Yeah, we were running an art space in downtown Phoenix called the Firehouse, and that was on First Street and Roosevelt for 16 years. So we continued to run the Firehouse while just slowly cleaning up the building because it was full of pigeons and uninhabitable and had a lot of work to do. So we spent time cleaning it, and we started to have events every once in a while, just little parties and work parties, and people would come and help clean. And gradually we had our first tenant, Kenbo Peterson, and then there was Liz Weibler and Keith Childers also were really early tenants there who kind of held down the fort and kept the lights on while we were very busy in Phoenix. We were both working there, and they helped us to identify what it needed to make it livable and comfortable. And we opened an art gallery there, and in the downstairs, Kenbo would paint in the front window and meet everybody in town and talk to everybody. And he was always painting and always working. And he met Jim Coates. And Jim Coates also had an art gallery there on Sullivan and Keystone. Together with them and Michael, and the Miami Arts Commission began. And the idea was to help to revitalize Miami, with the arts being one of the focuses, by having events like art walks and art openings and hosting group shows. We started with our first art walk and called Miami Loco in 2008. And so far we've had 11 of them, and we're starting to plan the 12th one coming up April 19th, 20th, and 21st, 2024. It usually has somewhere around 40 bands and a lot of visual art shows and performance art and all kinds of different things.
I now have to put that on my calendar to come up again. I'm quickly becoming a fan of Miami. I love that. And you have the Lyric Soda Fountain as well. Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Yeah. So the Lyric, we just opened in April this year. You know, before it was owned by Ron Hughes, who really made this beautiful soda fountain that's like old-timey, and he had a lot of ice cream and antiques in there and needed to sell the building in 2020. They were open from 2014 to 2019 as Soda Pops. So we bought the building from him at the end of February 2020, you know, with the hopes that it would continue as an ice cream shop. Then just 2 weeks after we got the building, everything shut down and we had to refigure out everything about our lives. So we ended up not opening right away, but selling our house. And that was when we made the move full time up here to Miami. because before we were going back and forth every week. And although we had our son enrolled in school here, their school here is Monday through Thursday, so that we could go down to Phoenix on the weekends and split our time almost half and half. It was easy to make the transition because he didn't have to change school or anything. And then we ended up adding a kitchen so that we could serve food and sandwiches and soup. And we got an espresso machine so we can have mochas. And then ended up opening in April.
Yeah, that's a tough time to make a decision like that. I've heard many business owner stories like that yeah. COVID hit and life savings and all sorts of work have gone into owning businesses. Many success stories as a result. I would imagine that the townspeople have loved to rally around both businesses, in particular, seeing that the Lyric Soda Fountain has opened again. And prior to that, what was the name again? You mentioned that was open previously.
Yeah, it was Soda Pops, but it's a whole new business, new owners and everything. And we got the name The Lyric when beloved art teacher here named Larry Brown, who rest in peace. But about a month before he passed, he had given Michael and I the sign from an old theater that used to be on Sullivan Street. He wanted to see it down on Sullivan Street again because it was kind of just hidden in his art studio for a long time. And so he said, hey, why don't you name it this, you know, and gave us the sign. And that was how we got the name.
I'm so glad I asked that extra question. That's great. And so the Miami Artworks and the Lyric Soda Fountain, where can we find them digitally? Do you have a website for each? And how about social media as well?
The Artworks has a site that you can find on our, you know, on our Google map. We need websites, and so that's something we're looking to have made right now. But you can find us on Facebook at the Lyric Soda Fountain and Miami Artworks. And there's a Facebook for Miami Arts Commission as well. There's an Instagram too, Miami Arts Arizona.
Perfect. And tell us again the dates for that big event coming up in April.
April 19th through the 21st. And currently we have a group show that has artwork from 21 different artists. Most of them are pretty local, and almost all of them are, except there's some art from California that's been shipped to us. So come and see it. And we're open Wednesday through Sunday. Wednesday through Friday, we're open 11 to 5, and Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5. And then the Lyric is open Wednesday through Sunday as well. On weekdays, come in as early as 8 a.m. through 7 p.m., and on weekends, 10 to 7.
I have a lot of activity that I have to do up here in Miami, Arizona, as I've been meeting all of you. I can't wait to come visit. And outside of the Lyric Soda Fountain and Miami Artworks, is there a place here in Miami that tends to be your favorite? I've been asking several people about that. But outside of the two businesses that you own and operate, what is your favorite spot?
First thing I think of is just going on a walk at sunset. It's so beautiful here that just being able to walk out the front door and down the street and be in nature and the mountains and just the whole place is my favorite place.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that. Great answer. It's really great to meet you. Thank you for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you.